DeMello. Coast FM.
Was the scorchiest day? I feel like it came out of nowhere.
First day of school. To kind of really be spiteful about it, you know?
Yeah.
Overnight didn't really cool down much.
No, we were at the beach at 6:30 last night, and it was chockers. Everyone was down there trying to cool off.
Yeah, it'll probably be like that again. Well, it will be like that again tonight. So just be aware. So look after yourself. Look after the cats, dogs, rabbits.
Maybe don't take them walking on hot concrete. I've seen a few posts about people walking dogs on
hot concrete. That's
Yesterday afternoon, taking dogs for a walk. Like, if you're going to take them, maybe go straight down to the beach.
Yeah.
Cool them off. It's a bit hot.
Sand can get pretty warm too, I suppose.
Yeah, get them in the water.
And remember, crabs die in hot cars, so don't take...
Crabs?
Yeah, don't take your pet crabs out.
Right, okay.
In this weather.
Yep.
See, Ribble.
Sure.
It's true. Yeah, Prove me wrong. Come on. Right. See, Ribble Wilson sunk the boot into cats at the BAFTAs. Did you see...
I saw some of her speech. Didn't some see the.
Cats. That was many one of many things that sort of copped her.
I saw her. Giving it to the royals though. That was pretty funny
too. The boot got laid in. So yes, I'm sure we'll cover some of the BAFTA awards a bit later on.
Yep.
And the poor folk on Christmas Island. They said we're open for business, by the way, because they're trying to remind everyone that they're a great tourist spot, even though 200 odd Australians are sort of wandering in. I mean, the thing is, that's the tricky thing about Christmas Island. Like, I mean, even when they were a detention centre,
I was thinking
this was still going on.
Yeah, I would never ever think of it as a tourist spot.
Well, no.
Because of the detention centre anyway.
Well, my dad...
And now this is like, well...
My dad worked at the detention centre for a while, so he spent a fair bit of time up there. And, diving is amazing.
I'm sure it is beautiful. I mean, it's an
island.
They've
got the crabs. They've got the robber crabs that do the migration. That's just...
Right,
the red
crabs.
Like, there's all sorts of amazing things to go into. You can swim with dolphins up there.
Yeah.
So swimming with whale sharks just before Christmas. So, like, something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Because I think in amongst all of this, because, obviously things are very separate there.
Yeah.
So you can actually...
Yes, you won't even know.
And do things and not encounter the less savoury parts of things. And it is an amazing part of the world. And it's not that far.
No.
I mean, look, it's closer to Asia than it is to us, but it's an Australian territory.
What's the flight they're doing, Ralph Exmouth?
Not sure. I don't have all the details on hand. But, look, just keep it in mind if you're looking for a different holiday, that's all. Because I'm kind of feeling for them at the moment. As the people evacuated from China touched down today and yesterday. So.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So if you need to do something to improve your lifestyle, maybe cut something out, FebFast is a perfect time to get on board and do it. I mean, look, there's lots of chances for you to give up alcohol over the course of a month. And FebFast could be that if you want to.
Yeah.
But it can be carbs. It can be
a person.
Sugar.
Well, if give up that person in your life.
Sure, you can.
Your ex.
Why not?
Fast from your ex.
I'm not going to put limits on that kind of thing.
Yep.
Maybe it's just condensed milk that you want to get out of your life for a month. Maybe you're just having too much condensed milk.
What a random thing.
Well, depends.
That's just you.
It's my main form of nutrition if I let myself go.
It's all the food groups.
Anyway, it's a perfect chance for you. Even though the month's already started, you can always benefit from a bit of self-analysis. February 4, today is also World Cancer Day. Which is, as they say, a powerful opportunity to speak out, a call for action, to listen to cancer patients and their families and give them a voice.
Yep.
And it's especially about bringing the message to our kids to stay active, lead healthy lifestyles, because that's such an important part of avoiding all sorts of
any illness, really. Stay healthy and active, and obviously the rest is a bit of luck, but...
They also say not to be afraid too, because as they say, cancer's a word, not a sentence too.
Yeah.
You know, there's more to it than just a simple story. So today's the day to think about these things. And obviously, because of the heat, stay hydrated. Make sure your pets are okay, and another warm one on the way tonight. So, get a fan or something for this evening. Well, if you didn't know, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but Australia is paying the fourth highest beer tax of the world's advanced industrial countries. And as of yesterday, the beer tax increased again.
How dare they?
And it's, to be honest, it's not just beer. It's an alcohol tax. But it's, you know, it goes against the very heart of the Australian way of living.
It does.
Hence it being called the beer tax.
It hurts.
The tax increased yesterday to $2.26 per litre of alcohol.
Yeah, right.
The government has an automatic levy applied to alcoholic beverages that increases every 6 months and has been chugging away for the last 35 years.
That is...
un-Australian, is that what you're going to say?
No, but I'm going to go with that. That's a better word.
And sadly, you know what it means? The single most expensive ingredient in Australian beer is the government tax.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
More awards action. Nikki Parkinson reporting.
Thank you. Now, it was a big day yesterday. First of all, was the Super Bowl. In the US, with Kansas City Chiefs taking out the title against the San Francisco 49ers, 31-20. But let's be honest, the only thing we really care about is the halftime show anyway. And it was pretty epic.
They did not fail to deliver.
No, they did not. J-Lo and Shakira both tore up the stage with a medley of their greatest hits. Here's some highlights.
It was a dancing extravaganza. It was a fireworks extravaganza. Some people said, look, it was kind of rude that there was a game in the middle of the J-Lo concert.
We're getting into it.
Yeah.
We can't forget Shakira's tongue, though, which stole the show, when she looked down the barrel of the camera and delivered us with this.
Which I believe is traditional.
Apparently, yes. But a lot of memes have come out of it, let's just say that.
I'm not surprised.
Now, while the Super Bowl was happening, there was a massive British awards show on. Uh-huh. Don't know if you've heard about this little thing called the BAFTAs.
Right.
Anyway, War Movie 1917 was the big winner, picking up seven awards, including Best Picture. Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for her role as Judy Garland in Judy. Joaquin Phoenix, once again, won for Best Actor for his role in Joker. And Brad Pitt was named Best Supporting Actor from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with Margot Robbie accepting the award in his absence.
Okay, he starts by saying, "Hey, Britain, heard you just became single. Welcome to the club." "Wishing you the best with the divorce settlement, blah, blah, blah." He goes on by thanking you again and blah, 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 blah. It's a bit much, really. Oh, and he says that he is going to name this Harry because he is really excited about bringing it back to the States with him. His words, not mine, thanks.
Can deliver a burn without even being there.
There you go.
Rebel Wilson won the night, though, with her presentation speech for Best Director. She started by roasting the royal family as Will and Kate sat right in the front row.
It is really great to be here. Had the Royal Andrew... Royal Harry... No. Royal Phil... at this Royal Palace place...
She then took aim at the awards with their lack of diversity in the direction category in particular, whilst also taking aim at her own role in the musical flop that was Cats.
Cats. Strangely not nominated for any awards. I'm not sure if everyone here is across the controversy, but this year there has been a distinct lack of nominations for felines. Yeah, okay, even in this Best Director category, no felines have been nominated. It's really shocking.
She was, of course, referring to the lack of female directors, not a single one nominated, so here we go.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.